This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How would you feel if you were given one opportunity to listen to the Quran being recited by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I want to share with you a story. The famous companion Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed at night reciting a single ayah, one ayah, until the morning time. And he would do ruku' and sujood. He would basically pray his entire prayer, one ayah. What is that ayah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, in tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk. This is referring to a specific dua that was being made by Prophet Isa alayhi salam. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. If you punish them, they are your servants. And if you forgive them, you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. So imagine this and the Prophet reading it over and over and over again. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam awoke in the morning, Abu Dharr said to him, O Messenger of Allah, you continue to read this ayah until the morning time, and you would bow down and you would prostrate and you would just use this one ayah for the entire prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I asked my Lord for the shafa'ah, the intercession of my nation, and he gave it to me. It will be granted insha'Allah, if Allah wills, to whoever does not associate anything with Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reading the Quran and living through the Quran and making dua with the verses that he comes across of mercy or punishment, and his thought, my ummah, my ummah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, he says, if people only realized what they would find if they recited the Quran with deep reflection, they would do nothing else. If they recited it while thinking about it, and they came across a verse or upon a verse that they needed to heal their hearts, then they would repeat it again and again and again, indeed 100 times, and indeed even the entire night. It was mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not listen to anything as he does to the beautiful voice of a prophet reciting the Quran out loud and pleasantly. And there are so many stories from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that can be lessons for us to implement and move us emotionally and spiritually to follow in his footsteps, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just imagine you're listening to him repeat this ayat, or repeat this particular ayah over and over, making dua. And the dua was not for himself, it was for us. Listen to this story. Al-Qasim reports, the nephew of Aisha radiallahu anha, he said, when I would leave my home, I would begin by going to the house of Aisha radiallahu anha to say salam to her. So he would start at her home. One day I went to her home and she was standing and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she was reciting from Surah At-Tur, فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. Allah saved us. The people of Jannah are talking. Allah saved us and protect us from the punishment of the fire. He was merciful to us. She would make dua. She would cry and repeat the ayah over and over. He said, I stood up until I got tired standing. And then I left to the marketplace to fulfill some errands and needs, and then I returned to her house later on, and I found that she was still standing and she was praying and crying from this ayah. Now, of course, we can assume she learned this from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To ponder upon the Quran, internalize its meanings for you, meaning take it as an address for you. And when you find something that is moving you even slightly, repeat the ayah. Repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. What was she reciting, radiallahu anha, that impacted her so much? It's about the people of Jannah. Imagine you're in Jannah. May Allah grant us paradise with our loved ones. And Allah tells us the people of Jannah will turn to each other. وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. The people of Jannah will say, before all of this reward, we used to be with people, with our loved ones, in awe of Allah. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. And Allah graced us and He protected us from the torment of the heat of the fire. And then the end of this is what? إِنَّا كُنَّا مِن قَبْلُ نَدْعُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْبَرُّ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, we used to call upon Allah before. We used to make dua, and Allah is the most kind, the most merciful. Think about these ayat as you read them and make sure that you are internalizing them. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, one day he was reciting Surah Al-Mutaffifin, and he recited يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, on the day in which mankind will stand before the Lord of the worlds. And he started to cry and cry and cry until he actually fell on his knees to the ground and he could not move on to the next ayat. Read the Quran and pause and reflect, whether you are reading it or listening to it or reading the translation, and internalize it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. Question for you: what verses of the Quran move you the most and why?